Coming up on episode number 565, we return to true form with a Sunday all-request show featuring covers of Buddy Holly, The Magnetic Fields, and Kurt Vile. Yeah, we're batting cleanup on a few cover stories. All this, Trivia 2 with Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is April 5th. 2009. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where I'm playing the things that you've emailed in, that you've called in, that you've Twittered, Facebooked, whatever, and asked me to play. Now, looking at the list of tracks today, just about everything is something that is kind of an addendum, let's say, to a previous cover story. For example, we've got some covers of Magnetic Fields coming up. Did a Magnetic Fields cover story recently, and these were songs that people said, oh, you should have included such and such. Got a couple Buddy Holly and the Crickets covers, as well as Kurt Vile, Love. It's all coming up. It's some great stuff. But let's go ahead and listen to some feedback from the most recent episode, the April Fool's Rock, Paper, Scissors edition.
G'day, mate. It's Rose from Hobart. I've just listened to episode 564, and I've got two things to say. One, you're brilliant. Two, it took me an embarrassing long time to realize it was an April Fool's joke. Good on you, buddy. See ya.
Thanks, Rose. Oh, it's always so great to hear from Rose from Australia. And I'm blown away that you were fooled for 1 second by that show. So thank you very much for that. Let's also listen to another one, someone who takes it a little more seriously.
Hey, Brian. This is Greg in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I got to tell you, I really loved the latest RPS Strategy podcast. I have been a listener from the very beginning. And what you did on the most recent one was great. I especially liked how you added the music to it. These remakes is a great thing. I hope that there will be more remakes in future RPS Strategy podcasts. But I did have a question. You talked about the controversial sign of fire and how you can only use it once in your lifetime, and that the sanctioning body is cool with that. I want to know who keeps track of whether or not you've thrown fire once in your lifetime, and how will the sanctioning body know? I remember a few years ago there was a big dispute. One of the players, I forget his name, but he claimed that he had never used fire before, and then some people said that he had, and it was hard. And I don't remember what happened from that incident, but I know that there was a cry for a better record keeping, and I was wondering if you could comment on that on a future podcast. Again, thanks. Big fan of the RPS Strategy podcast. Keep it up. Take care.
Thanks. Well, obviously, the rock, paper, scissors discussion is over. It ended with the end of that April Fool's episode. However, I do remember that the article that I read about the fire sign, and this, a lot of the stuff came from the World RPS League. There is an official governing body of rock, paper, scissors, and, there are real tournaments, real competitions that go on, and I did some studying up, as did Don Guckenberger, who was the special guest last week. But anyway, fire is purely on your honor, purely one of those things you keep track of yourself, and it's up to your own judgment, it's up to your own honorability, whether or not you'd throw it twice in your lifetime. All right, hopefully that answers your question. All right, so several episodes ago, I did the Magnetic Fields cover story. Let's go ahead and get to a couple songs that people requested after that show saying, oh, you should have included. Well, it's the first one here is by a singer named Kelly Hogan, who is also a backup singer for Nico Case. Nico Case just came out with a great new album, by the way, just kind of on a tangent there. Kelly Hogan and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts by request from Dave Lifton, the king of the Wings for Wheels podcast, celebrating the music of Bruce Springsteen. Here is Papa Was a Rodeo by Kelly Hogan.
Papa with a beer. Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. I never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know.
I could take a sleeping pill and sleep at will and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and smile all night at somebody new, somebody not too bright but sweet and kind, who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this agony behind, wish you just what I'd do. Too, but I don't wanna get over you. Cause I don't wanna get over love. And I could listen to my therapist pretend you don't exist and not have to dream of what I dream of. I could listen to all my friends and go out again and pretend that's that's enough. Or I could make a career of being blue. I could dress in black and read Camus, smoke clove cigarettes and drink vermouth. Like I was 17, yeah, that would be a scream. But I don't wanna get over you. Career out of being blue. I could dress in black and read Camus, smoke clove cigarettes and drink vermouth. Like I was 17, yeah, there would be a scream, but I don't wanna get over you. Ooh, you. Thank you. That's a magnetic field song there.
I guess that's what you have to do after a Magnetic Fields cover. I Don't Want to Get Over You, covered by Mary Lou Lord from a 2008 release, Live City Sounds. Great track there. Recommended by Scott from Rockford, Illinois. Before that, Papa Was a Rodeo. I just love, I think that's my favorite version of that song right there. That is just gorgeous. And Kelly Hogan's vocals are just beautiful. And I love how the end of that song almost evokes a Johnny Cash kind of fatherly feel there at the end. Very, very cool. Papa Was a Rodeo by Kelly Hogan and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts from the 2000 release Beneath the Country Underdog. And that was a recommendation by Dave Lifton. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, makers of fine audio products like speakers. But what I'm going to talk to you about tonight is the Audio Engine W1. Now, I've talked to you most recently about the W2, which is the new wireless audio adapter that plugs into the bottom of the iPod. But let's say you don't have an iPod. Let's say you've got a laptop and you want to get the sound from your laptop from here to over there, or you want to have it go outside to some speakers or wherever. This is really cool. It is the Audio Engine W1, and it's a couple of USB, little USB plug-in devices about the size of maybe a domino, a little bit bigger than a domino, plugs into your USB port and allows you to send audio wirelessly via Bluetooth from your laptop or from your stereo or from your Xbox, your PS3, whatnot, wirelessly across a room to another location. And what's cool about this is that there is no lag. You can be playing a movie on your laptop, for example. Maybe you've got it hooked up to a projector, but you want the sound to come out from come out of your stereo. Right, and your stereo is further away than your projector. Well, you can use this, and the sound will match up. It won't look like a poorly dubbed Japanese movie. This is so cool. The Audio Engine wireless audio. The Audio Engine W1 AW1 premium wireless audio adapter. $149 for this thing, but because you're a Coverville listener, I got a deal for you. This is me, you know, saying psst and holding up the side of my my leather jacket and showing you the fine watches I have on display. No, because you're a Coverville listener, you get 10% off of your purchase at Audio Engine USA. All you have to do is use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and that gets you 10% off of anything in the Audio Engine store. Anything, including the Audio Engine W1 premium wireless audio adapters. Check it out right now at coverville.com/audioengine. You can use the links in the show notes, or you can just go to audioengineusa.com. All right, well, Jeff in L.A. emailed me very shortly after I did the Buddy Holly cover story a little while back and said, hey, you know, you should have included this great cover of I Fought the Law. Now, a lot of people attribute that song to the Bobby Fuller Four, but no, it was originally released by the Crickets, and you'll find this version by Bell X1 on their brand new album, Daytrotter Session. Here's Bell X1 with their cover of I Fought the Law.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money 'cause I got none. I fought the law and the law won.
I fought the law and law won. I left mine, baby, and it feels so bad. I guess my race is run. 'Cause she's the best girl I ever had. I fought the law and law won. I fought the law. We'll be right back.
from his brand new album, Hold Time. That is Rave On by M. Ward, featuring Zoe Deschanel on backing vocals there. Oh, a little extra stuff there. And that's all we get. That originally done by Buddy Holly, that cover there. Again, by M. Ward and Zoe Deschanel, also known as She and Him, although you'll find this on M. Ward's solo album, Hold Time, like I said, which came out this year. Before that, Bellex One from their brand new Daytrotter session. That is I Fought the Law, originally done by the Crickets, but popularized by, oh, so many bands, Bobby Fuller Four, The Clash, Green Day, etc., etc., etc. All right, well, very soon, if you look at coverville.com, I'm hoping in the next couple days, so if you're listening to the show after the 6th or 7th of April, then you can go to the Coverville Survey 2009. Now, you know that with what it takes to put this show together, I have to do it using sponsorships and advertising to keep the show afloat. There's lots of costs associated with licensing and bandwidth and purchasing CDs and MP3 downloads and things like that. So I have to have sponsors and I have to have advertisers. But I like to try and pick ones that go with the show. You know, I'm not going to be advertising cigarettes on the show because I just don't think cigarettes go well with cover songs, rock and roll music, etc. But speakers go well with it, and iPhone accessories go well with it, and things like that. Other music sites, music related T-shirts, clothing, etc. So what I'm doing is I'm doing the survey to find out who you are, so that I can make sure that the type of advertising I get is suitable for you as a listener. And also because it, you know, these are the things that advertisers and sponsors look for. They want to see demographics. They want to see listenership, gender and age and things like that. So please, if you can take some time and fill out the survey, that would be much appreciated. It also tells me listening habits. For example, if you're a subscriber or if you listen on the website, you know, whether you listen to the AAC version or the MP3 version, things like that. So it's actually, there's some really, really good information there as well. And we'll run this for a couple months, and then I'll publish the results on the site because I think it's probably interesting to you too as a listener. And then we'll get that information out to sponsors and advertisers, etc. Now, if that wasn't enough incentive, you know, knowing that you're helping Coverville, if that wasn't enough incentive, then I've got some extra incentive for you. Viator.com has agreed to supply me with some prizes to give out to random survey entries submissions. So what we'll do at the end of the couple months, at the end of the survey time, I'll pick three winners. First place gets a $250 gift certificate to Viator.com. Now, Viator, well, I'll tell you about that in a second, tell you what they do. Second place is going to get a $150 gift certificate. Third place is going to get a $100 gift certificate. Now, let me tell you about Viator and what they do. Obviously, you know, you go to these sites like Expedia and Hotwire and Orbitz, whatever, and Travelocity, another good example. And you buy these trips. You buy your airfare, you buy your hotel. Great, you've got your trip set up. But what are you going to do on that trip? You know, you're flying out to Philadelphia, you're flying out to Seattle, you're flying out to Salt Lake City. Do you have every moment of your trip booked? If not, then Viator is the thing for you. Tours and special events and things like that that are going on in the cities that you're visiting, you can go on Viator's site, order tickets for them at a discount over what you'd be paying for them when you show up in person. Great, great opportunity. I remember we took a tour of Seattle a couple years ago that probably would have been a much better deal had we gone with Viator. It was a great tour. Did a similar thing in San Diego last year, and I'm going to be looking at them. I'm going to Philadelphia. Yes, Coverville in Philadelphia in the middle of this month. Might want to actually see if we can do a meetup at a bar or something. But anyway, so I'm going to take a look at Viator.com and see what they've got as well. So anyway, prizes offered by Viator.com. Thank you so much to Kelly and the gang there. And I'll have more information. I'll have a post on the website when that's up and running. Also, one other quick thing to tell you about Breakfast in Coverville. There's a couple people who have offered to record versions of the two missing songs, Goodbye Stranger and what was the other one? It was Gone Hollywood. I think there was another one, Just Another Nervous Wreck, that nobody bothered to cover. But since that's a lesser known one than the two tracks on the first side, I'm going to wait and do the Breakfast in Coverville edition of Coverville at least another couple weeks to see if I can get those other tracks. If not, then in a couple weeks we'll present kind of the best of Breakfast in Coverville. But if you have not downloaded your copy of that album yet, I urge you, strongly urge you to go to coverville.com/supertramp, all lowercase, and download your free copy of Breakfast in Coverville, which is the Coverville Idol tribute to Breakfast in America by Supertramp in honor of the 30th anniversary. The songs are all up there. The fantastic artwork by Shelby is up there. And so it's all set for you to download and enjoy. All right, let's go ahead and get back to the music here. I think it was a Musically Challenged. Oh, no. I take that back. It was the 70s show that I did with George when he was a guest that we played a version of Alone Again or by Love. It's time to play the definitive version, the definitive cover of that song. And Jason brought this to my attention that I have not played this on the show before. So let's get to this. You're probably already familiar with this version, but I think it's a great version and deserves some time on the show nonetheless. Here's The Damned with their version of Alone Again Or.
Hi there, Brian. This is Dave Wolman. I do Radio Free Wolman. We are usually back-to-back on KU Radio. I usually show up at 1 o'clock, and you're there all the time at 2 o'clock. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I listened to your Tommy James show today and love Tommy James and really enjoyed it very much, and I enjoy your show regularly, but was moved to give you a call and let you know how much I really enjoyed listening to your interview with Tommy, and it was really fun radio. And I hope all is well with you.
A Kurt Vile cover that I did not include on the Kurt Vile cover story that I did a couple weeks ago. That is What Keeps Mankind Alive, a glaring omission by the Pet Shop Boys from their 2003 release Introspective. Ryan caught me on that one and told me I should have included that, and he's absolutely 100% right. Before that, Alone Again Or, originally by Love, covered there by The Damned from their 1987 album The Light at the End of the Tunnel. Well, Tina is here for a little bit of Musically Challenged, kind of a scrambling moment to get her down here in time for this.
Yes. Not scrambling for me.
No, but for me.
Okay.
And I had to pull you away from the cat, too, and tell you, get on the microphone, quick.
I know.
Yes. We have a new cat in the house.
We do.
Along with our two dogs, we now have a cat named Romeo. And he came with that name. I didn't name him after the Dire Straits tune, but no, he came with that name.
Yes, he did.
He's a rescued cat, a 10-year-old rescued cat. So we're happy to welcome Romeo to the house. Anything else you want to say before we jump in?
Nope.
Okay. Well, my goodness, you're a chatty one tonight. We've got another Zen musically challenged.
Okay.
Good evening, Brian, Tina. This is Christian Buddhist with another Zen Trivia Challenge. This one has a movie theme. Brian, you'll find this easy, so I've added a few bonus questions to stretch your brain. Please turn off all cell phone and pagers, and let's begin. Okay, you know the drill by now. Let's start with 5 songs. Give me the artist and title. 1 point each. Let's start with a hard one.
Okay. You know that one, too?
No. Do you?
I do. That is Tumbling Tumbleweeds. I want to say it's Gene Autry, but I'm probably wrong about that. And he said it's a movie theme, so I'm guessing that this one comes from The Big Lebowski. I think that was what I remember that tune coming from.
Okay.
All right.
Title was easy, but who recorded it? I don't know. Hope your country and western catalog is more extensive than mine.
No.
Okay, well, I know the next song from an LP by a prog rock group.
Wow. Huh. I have no idea on that one.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Huh, okay. Big old blank for number 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet you never had a classical song on Musically Challenged before. Name the author, title, the name of the overall work, or even the composer who created this orchestration. Heck, name the 70s prog rock group who recorded it, and I'll give you 2 points.
Yikes.
Song number 3 was used in this summer's outrageous flick, Tropic Thunder. My 14-year-old son may never be the same. Don't let Tristan see this one.
Oh.
Oh, that did seem familiar.
Yeah, it sounded like Creedence Clearwater Revival, the old man, what is it, the old man lives down the road. Just the very tip of the end of that sounded like a cover of that song.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know if that's really it or not, but that's my guess.
Okay.
Have you guessed the movie yet? The following cover is lost in translation.
It's like Grindhouse or something.
401.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, let's hear the...
Have you guessed the movie yet? The following cover is lost in translation and appeared on Coverville 401.
Oh. There we go.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
No. The Hotel California or something?
That's right. That's exactly
okay.
It. Yes,
great.
By the Gypsy Kings. And
okay.
Now I'm thinking that this is all Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Which would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would.
Still stuck in the gutter about the film? Here's the movie's signature song, written by a country star. It always gives me a flashbacks about the Malibu Police Department.
Yeah! Yeah, oh yeah.
I can't think of what it is.
That's What Condition My Condition Was In, and that was Kenny Rogers' first band before he went solo called, what was it, The First Edition, I think? I think that was the name of the band.
Okay.
All right. And that, by the way, if he's going to ask about the theme music he played at the beginning, that was Esquivel's Mucha Muchacha. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Brian, wow. Pause here to give Tina a chance to make a couple last guesses.
Oh. Got any last guesses, Tina?
No.
It cements my thought that it's Credence, though. With the, I guess it was John Fogerty that did "The Old Man Lives Down the Road," but he was definitely complaining that when they stole his car, he lost his Credence tapes.
That's right.
Okay, here goes. The first song is "Tumbling Tumbleweeds" by the Sons of the Pioneers.
Sons
yeah, of course
Pioneers.
You probably have that on the original vinyl.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
The
sure.
Second cut was The Gnome from Pictures at an Exhibition by that white Russian, Modest Mussorgsky, and reworked by Ravel. It was most recently made popular by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. hey, maybe you weren't into pretentious progressive music like some of us. For the next track, did you recognize Run Through the Jungle by Creedence Clearwater
Run
Revival?
Through the Jungle, that was it.
Better run through the jungle.
It just wouldn't be a Zen challenge without a few religious references. Jesus was featured while the Gypsy Kings performed Hotel California.
You do not mess with the Jesus.
Por el camino del desierto, el viento me despeina.
And last...
12-year-olds, dude.
Kenny Rogers wrote song number 5, Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In, performed with the first edition.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah.
So, what movie featured all these songs? It was a classic story of boy meets girl, boy loses girl, girl loses toe, along with bowling, bunny, Donnie, and White Russians. Yes, it's Jeff Bridges starring as the dude in the cult classic The Big Lebowski. I could have played the song Dead Flowers by Townes Van Zandt, but that was featured on Coverville 205.
Oh, yeah.
And now for a few bonus questions. Ready? What musicians had minor roles in the movie?
All right. Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Was in there. Was it Amy Mann? No, it was...
No, who's the redhead? Julianne Moore?
No, Julianne Moore, but she's not a musician. No,
oh, yeah.
The girlfriend of one of the Nihilists. I'm thinking it was Amy Mann.
Oh.
I think. And... yeah, that's. I think those are the only two I can think of, but there's probably a couple more.
Yeah.
Two of the Nihilists were played by Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Amy Mann. Don't worry, that was just a stunt, Little Toe. Final bonus question. What's the connection between the Big Lebowski and Boston Legal?
Big Lebowski and Boston Legal.
I don't know.
Wow. Thinking what? Shatner, James Spader, Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen. I can't think of any actor connections. All right, let's see what he got.
No, it's not William Shatner. It's that actor with the great name Christian Clemenson, who played a cop in The Silver Screen and Jerry Epison on TV. Only had to watch the movie 3 times to catch that one.
Wow.
Okay, how'd you do? I'm guessing that Tina got 2 songs while Brian knew the name of 4. Plus the movie and the names of those pesky Nihilists. Did you know Mucho Muchacha by Juan Garcia Esquivel during the intro?
I did!
If you like the movie, head on over to dudism.com, home of the Church of the Latter-day Dude, and get ordained as a Dudist priest. Sorry, Tina, that's not a 70s heavy metal band. One request before I go. Sean Colvin sings Viva Las Vegas during the closing credits, a very hard song to find. But if anyone can track down this track, Brian, you are the dude. This is Christian Buddhist from Stowe, Mass. with the Zen Trivia Challenge saying, Om Mani Padme Om.
Thanks, Christian Buddhist. That's great. I love that movie. And so that was a great musically challenge to do. I do have that Sean Colvin track. What did she release that on? I'm going to take up valuable listener time by looking right now. She released it on Till the Night is Gone, a tribute to Doc Pomus. From 1995. Although according to this, it says Big Lebowski soundtrack, but I don't think it was released on the Big Lebowski soundtrack. So yeah, look for it on a tribute to Doc Pomus called Till the Night is Gone. All right, well that is going to do it for tonight's Coverville and Lyrically and Musically Challenged. Tina, thank you for joining us for that one.
You're welcome.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, which you'll find at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night, I believe, with covers from Belgium. Belgium, man, Belgium! That will be special on Tuesday night. And then Thursday night, I don't know if I've got something already set, but if I do... yeah, I don't see what I've got. I've got Footloose coming up pretty soon. The 25th... 25th? No. Yeah, 25th anniversary of Footloose is coming up this month. So stick around for that later on this month. Until then, though, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.